Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org. Welcome to my kitchen once again, and in this episode, I'm going to share with you a recipe for making a very healthy and easy vegetable soup. Now, it might seem like it's just a recipe, but it's more than just a recipe. It's really a whole methodology. What I'm going to show you here is how to replace probably one-third of all of your meals into this very healthy vegetable soup. So this is something that's going to save you a lot of time in your week as far as your meals go. You're going to save a lot of hassle as far as choosing where to go and how to get your meals and how to prepare your meals. It's going to save you time in actually preparing your meals because you're going to make a giant batch of it and it's going to last you for your whole week. And the best part of all is that you're going to free up all the physical and vital energy that is consumed by all the crappy meals that you normally consume throughout your week. You're going to free that up, which is going to be energy that you're going to put towards self-actualization and consciousness work. So this is actually a technique that I gleaned from Thomas Campbell, who started talking one time. He started talking about how he does this soup that he just stores in his fridge, and then he keeps it and he just like ladles it out every single day, and that's what he eats. And I was very surprised by how simple and how ingenious that is, and I was wondering, like, would that actually work for me? So I've been experimenting for the last month, and it's been working quite well, and I think it'll work well for you as well. So here's the idea. The idea is that you get a giant pot like this that we're going to use to make our soup. It needs to be big enough that you can get almost a week's worth of soup in this thing. The soup is just an add of vegetables. So the healthiest vegetables you can find, you're going to buy them, chop them up, preferably in organic form, and put them in here. That plus some vegetable stock, some spices, some salt, and some oil, and that's basically it. And then this thing is cooked for 1 hour. I recommend you do it on Sunday night, because then you've got your whole week with this soup. And then you stick it in your refrigerator. It stays fresh for all week long, so you don't need to worry about it going bad. And that's it. It tastes quite good. So you're not really sacrificing much. I find that if you care about performance in your life and you want to be out there doing stuff, you want to be active, you want to be running a business, you want to be working on your life purpose, you want to be meditating, you want to be reading and not falling asleep while you read, right? If you want to be doing all of this kind of stuff, you got to supply the right food into your body, both for your body and also for your mind. The deeper you get into self-actualization, the more you will realize how important diet is. And the more you clean up your diet, the more sensitive your body and your mind will become to the effects of eating a proper diet. If your diet is really, really terrible, you might not notice the effects at first, right? You gotta wean yourself off of all that toxic junk, all the chemicals you're putting in your body to start to feel the difference. And you really start to feel the difference if you're meditating a lot or if you're doing self-inquiry, where you become attuned to these subtle differences in your mind. That's where you really start to notice the changes of your diet on that kind of work. So what I'm going to show you here is I'm going to show you how to assemble this whole thing. I'm going to cook it for you. We're going to do a sort of a time-lapse thing where I'm going to start the cooking, but then since it cooks for an hour, we're going to make some edits so that it's quick and easy, and you can see every intermediate step that goes into this thing. All right? So without further ado, let's head back into the kitchen and I'll show you how to do this. All right, so here we have a close-up of all our ingredients, and I'm going to show you how to put them in and all the spices and all the stuff that comes together in this soup. So the first thing we need is just this giant pot. The bigger your pot, the better. You want it to last you for an entire week, so try to get something big. Now, I'll just explain the ingredients as I'm tossing them in here. So, but firstly, so we've got a bunch of vegetables. All these vegetables are pre-washed. I wash them, I dice them up, and they're all organic. It took me about 30 minutes to get to this stage. So cleaning them, cutting them up, takes a little bit of work. But remember that in the long run, it's going to save you time throughout the week. So just doing 30 minutes of prep is no problem at all. I've also got some oil, I've got some spices, I've got some juice from lemons, I've got some vegetable stock, and I've got some water. And so we're going to put all this together now. So let me just start tossing this stuff in. This here is organic baby carrots, just an entire bag full. I'm not giving you specific measuring quantities here because the way that I do this, I just go to the grocery store and buy whatever vegetables look good, whatever vegetables look fresh, and whatever packages they come in. So this is one package of baby carrots. I start off with that. Then we've got some organic red bell peppers, which I've diced up. This is four large bell peppers worth, so it's quite a bit. Put that in there. And then at this point, I like to put in the vegetable stock. So this is one packet. It's 1 quart of low-sodium vegetable broth. It's organic. And it just contains basically water, carrots, onions, celery, leeks, tomato puree, mushrooms, garlic, salt, and that's pretty much it. So it's just a vegetable stock. And of course, that's not all the liquid. Most of the liquid in here is going to be water, which I add at the very end after all the ingredients. But we want this base of vegetable stock to give it some ready-made flavor. Then I've got one bunch of organic diced up celery, so it's an entire bunch of it. And then the main ingredients are going to be broccoli, which you can see I have the most of. This is organic chopped up broccoli. We'll wait on that for a minute. I've also got frozen green beans that I'm going to put in there as well. But before we fill this pot up, I want to make sure I want to remember to put in the oil. So because this is an all-vegetable soup, there's not a lot of calories here. There's no meat, and there's really no oil other than what you add. So what I add is a organic extra virgin olive oil, and I add quite a bit of it. So this right here is a 1/2 cup scoop. I'm going to add 2 scoops of this, so that's going to be a full cup of oil to this soup. Now, that might seem like a lot, but remember that this is, first of all, it's healthy oil. Second of all, this is going to last you for like a whole week. So a lot of the stuff we put in here, like the salt, you might also think that that's too much salt. But actually, it's not, because this is the same, just a smaller bottle. Like I'm saying, it's not too much, because you got to remember this is a large quantity of vegetables. And also, you want the extra calories, because if it's just vegetables, you're going to eat the soup, and then you're going to go hungry an hour later. And the oil makes it taste better as well. Okay. So that's our oil. I also have lemon juice. And this I found is actually one of the secret ingredients to making this soup taste really good. If you make it without any acid, it's just not going to have that kick to it that you want. So this is 2 large lemons that have been squeezed. And I find that that's the perfect amount to give it a little bit of tang and sour flavor to the soup, which really brings out all the flavors. And now let's add the salt and the various spices. So as far as the salt goes, because this is a massive amount of vegetables, we want to add quite a bit of salt. I use pink Himalayan sea salt. This is a natural, high-quality salt. Make sure that if you're going to be using large amounts of salt like I am here, that you're not using the regular white iodized stuff that you find in the restaurants. Get a high quality sea salt. It's not that expensive. So this is 1 teaspoon right here, and I'm gonna end up adding 4 of these. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. And you could even add a 5th one because it's still not gonna be that salty, because there's a lot of vegetables here. And then I add some spices for flavor. So here's some white pepper, ground up. A little bit of that for spice. Some garlic powder, also to give a little bit of that oniony flavor. Some coriander powder. And lastly are the bay leaves. I usually add about 5 large bay leaves per soup. Okay, and that's all the spices. Pretty simple. And let me just make sure that I'm not forgetting anything other than these vegetables. Yeah, I think that's about it. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to add the green beans. And lastly, I'm going to top it off with the broccoli. Now here's the trick that I discovered, is you want to be careful not to overfill this pot, because once we start boiling it, it'll all boil over and it's going to turn into a mess. So I put the broccoli in last, and you want to be sort of conservative with it. I'm not going to put all of it in probably, because it's going to be too much. That's pretty good. We'll see. I might add some more here in a minute. And now what we need to do is just to fill it up with water. So I have a giant pitcher of water. I'm going to pour it to cover all the vegetables. The thing I'll tell you about the water is just make sure you use a high-quality spring water. I use those big 5-gallon water bottles that you could see at your office water cooler. Don't get this water from your tap, because you're going to be boiling this and it's going to be evaporating. Any kind of crud that you have in your tap water is going to get all lodged in your soup. And if you're going to be eating this soup on a regular basis the way that I'm recommending you do, you want to make sure you're using quality clean water. Yeah, I think it's worth the investment. So now we're just going to top all this off. And that looks like almost the perfect amount. As this cooks, it will the vegetables will cook down, so the general level of it will create some extra space. But that's pretty good. And if we need more, I have some more water here. I could add a little bit more water, just like that. And I might top it off a little more as we keep cooking it. Okay, so this is done. Now all we gotta do is cook it for an hour. So the technique for cooking it is very simple. First, I'm gonna crank it up to a fairly high heat to start to get this thing to boil. As soon as I see that it starts boiling, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to start my timer. So right now, I'm not going to start it yet. I'll start it for 60 minutes. The entire cook time of this will be 60 minutes from the point that it starts to boil. So it'll probably take 10 or 15 minutes just to get it to start boiling, after which point I'll start the timer, and then I'll show you what it looks like at all the different stages of this process. So for now, we'll just we'll just let it boil. And I'll come back and show you what it looks like. So here we are, almost 20 minutes from the point where I turned on the stove, and you can see it's starting to boil. And this is the perfect timing to mix it a little bit, and then to put on the lid, and we're going to reduce the heat to just a simmer. And the key is to find the right stove temperature so that it doesn't boil over, and you can leave it for about an hour. We're going to set 60-minute timer here. Okay, so it's boiling now, so I'm going to reduce this down to about a 3 on my stove. You're going to need to find what that setting is for you. going to put a lid on this thing. And okay, so now here we are at the 30-minute mark, so we're halfway through the cooking. Let me show you what this actually looks like. So it's already fairly well cooked through, but the vegetables are still not totally soft yet. So we're going to give it another 30 minutes until it's all cooked together and the vegetables get really soft. And I'm going to turn the heat down just a little bit so it doesn't boil over. All right, so here we are. We're done cooking at 0 minutes. It's been an hour since this thing started to boil. I'm going to turn off the heat and show you what this guy looks like. So basically, all the vegetables are nice and cooked through. Everything is cooked together, and it is done. At this point, what I'll do is I'll let it sit on the countertop for a few hours to cool off. It takes a long time for this big batch of stuff to cool down, at which point I'll put it in the refrigerator, and it'll last for up to a week, no problems. But just to show you what it looks like and to get myself a bowl, I'll just scoop some out right here. What else I'll tell you is that you can use pretty much any kind of vegetables that you like. So you don't have to stick to my particular recipe. Here's what it looks like. Ready to eat, although it's very hot. But like I was saying, you can use whatever vegetables you like, so you don't have to particularly use these. You can experiment, try different variations, try putting mushrooms in there. You can try different lettuce, cabbage, spinach. There's all sorts of stuff you can put in there. The only thing I'll tell you not to put in there are the heavy starchy vegetables. So avoid things like potatoes. If you get the idea to put rice in there, avoid rice. Avoid pasta, right? So this is the standard stuff that you find in our typical diet that we want to avoid with this. The whole idea here is that here you're eating a very healthy soup. You're basically, it's just a ton of the healthiest vegetables you can find. So stick to the green vegetables, stick to the orange vegetables, stick to the stuff that normally you wouldn't eat or you would only eat in a salad, the stuff that's really healthy. When you cook it in this soup, you'll find that it tastes good. So cauliflower, green peas, you might even try some corn, although don't overdo it with the corn because that's another just empty starchy type of vegetable. And just see what other kind of flavors you can get out of it. I'm sure you can come up with different combinations so that you have different versions of this soup so you don't get bored with it week by week. You might come up with 4 different recipes for this soup that all taste quite a bit different. You could put some tomatoes in there, tomato sauce, tomato paste, different kinds of oils. Maybe instead of olive oil, try a different kind of oil, like sesame oil or whatever, just to get a different flavor profile so that you have some variety in your soup. All right, so that does it. Here is my bowl of soup. I would eat it, but it's ridiculously hot. I need to give it some time to cool off before I even think of putting this in my mouth. But the soup is done. I have a whole batch of it behind me, which is ready now for the week to come. And that's it. What I recommend for you is to give this a 30-day challenge. Make this soup for the next 30 days, every single week for 4 weeks, and just try out what effects this has. What I will claim is that what it's going to do is it's going to replace about a third of your diet. You can replace a third of your diet with this soup. Yes, it'll feel a little bit boring compared to eating out all the time or eating all the junk food that you eat, but also compared to how you feel. Notice the freeing effect that this has on your meditation practices, on your contemplation, on your self-inquiry, on your energy levels, and all the other stuff that you are working on, your life purpose, for example, your business. If you have kids, then the energy you have to invest with your kids, and so forth. So this is very healthy. It's 100% all vegetarian and vegan, all organic, and it's relatively inexpensive, especially if you want to go the non-organic route and just buy conventional vegetables. It'll be really cheap. The organic will be a little bit more expensive. So that's it. Use it like a system. Don't just make this soup once and then, you know, just have it like a recipe that you make once a month. I recommend that you actually turn it into a system where you replace meals with it consistently so that this is your go-to thing. So you always have it in the fridge. One of the things that I really love about this is that when I'm hungry and I'm busy, I don't have time to go out and eat. I don't maybe even want to wait because I'm so hungry. Usually I would grab some unhealthy snack in that case. But when I have this soup in the fridge, it's really easy. So another thing that will happen to you if you do this is not only will you have more energy and mental clarity, of course, for your self-actualization work, but also you will lose weight very quickly. You'll just notice the fat shed right off of you because you cannot get fat on this soup. And you can eat it in all the quantity you want. Eat as much of it as you want. Of course, that means you'll have to make more of it, but there's no limits on portion size. You'll find that a bowl of this size, which is what I have here, your typical soup bowl, that this will be a full meal. It's quite satisfying. So you don't need bread with this. You don't need toast, bagels. You don't need pasta. You don't need rice. You don't need anything. This is it. Just pure vegetables and some oil in here and some spices. That's all you're dealing with. So I look forward to seeing what results you get from this. So try this out in your life. Post me your comments down below. Let me know what you think. If you like this video, make sure you click the like button and stick with me for more regular actualize.org videos in the future.